Yeah, my first question is for you, Colin. You were part of all three goals tonight. Obviously, the first one that passes the line to Andrew, and then the what happened now? The cross, the second one, and then that kind of driving run.
Yeah.
Through. Can you just describe the confidence you're playing with to kind of have the confidence to, you know, beat that guy with skill down the line,
yeah,
the corner, and then obviously that big driving run you made those a bunch of those throughout the game. Just talk about the confidence you're playing with right now.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really contributed to as many goals as I would have liked so far this season, but my coaches and teammates have really reiterated, just stay the course, keep playing well, keep working hard, stuff like that. And I think today it kind of all came to fruition. I was able to get a goal, first one of the year, and contribute to a couple more. And it feels good just to help the team and contribute to a win.
Especially in that first half, you guys really had attacking chemistry going forward, especially on the counter. What can you speak to your guys' chemistry? And also with Quinn and the others this season, that how it's kind of came up.
I think we just really like to play together, give each other the ball. We've got confidence in everyone's abilities. So whether it's Colin, whether it's me, whether it's Rant, whether it's Quinn, whether it's John, literally you could go down all 27 guys, and we have a really good roster, really good team. So just really fun out there, honestly, I think.
Yeah.
Fun with his team. We're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing with your best friends, it makes everything easy.
It's
me, Rant, Eitan, 401 last year, and Stuvi. We got to live together all year, so that built some chemistry. And then just everybody else on the team, man. We all get along.
Yeah.
We're all best friends, so it makes it easy.
It's a good time. It's fun.
Yeah, Eitan obviously kind of exploded these past two games. He had 3 goals. You've been here for a long time now. Like, just talk about how fulfilling it is to kind of really kind of break out, I guess, in these past couple of games of Patriot League play.
I think, you kind of do your routine and you always, do the same thing every day. We work really hard here. You could say whether it's me, but I think everyone's playing really well, and I'm just a product of that. I think, look at the goals I've scored. It's other guys creating that. So I would love to say it's me, but I think we're just clicking, and I'm happy that I can be on the end of that, really.
Now, on your performance overall, pretty complete, throughout the 90 minutes. Seems like you guys had total control, even pressing late in the game. How do you keep that sort of that hunger late in the game when maybe the game's almost won? What is that communication?
Yeah, I mean, we've struggled this year with, we score early and we kind of let teams back into it, and we don't really play our best in the second half. And I think that was something that was really big for us when we went into half 3-0. We said, this is going to be our first 90-minute game. We're going to play a complete game. And I don't think we quite did that, but it was as close as we've been all season. So we're happy with the progress. And the rest of the season, we're going to look to play 90 minutes.
Yeah, good teams don't let up, I think. We have still so much growth, but a sign of that is not letting up and playing the whole game and really putting our stamp on the league and on this match. So, we want to send a message that we're not playing one half and that we're here for real.
Yeah, you guys are 3-0 now in the Patriot League. Just plain and simple, what are your expectations for the season? Where do you feel like your ceiling is as a team?
Yeah, I mean, we want to win the league. This is my third season here. We haven't won the league yet. We finished second. We lost in the semifinals in penalties last season. And there's really not much else to be said besides we want to win. We want to win every game, and we want to win the tournament. Like, it's a ring or nothing for us, realistically.
Yeah, that's the goal. He said it really well.
In conference play, now starting last year, they removed overtime. So you really want to get those 3 points. How have the mentality changed in conference games these last 2 years, knowing that you want the 3 points and there's no overtime?
I think it's just like really key that we have to lock in for the full 90. We can't rely on, sometimes I think teams on the overtime period, if they thought they were the better team, they could rely on another 15 minutes. No, like, we have to come out here and from the first whistle, especially at home, come out and be on the front foot. And I think we've really embodied that this semester and this year, because we come out games and we're firing. And we know that every game matters. And the next most important game is this weekend against Colgate. And that's what we're looking to.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, the 90 minutes is so important, especially with no overtime.
Mm-hmm.
You're up a goal and you give up a late goal, you're walking away with 1 point instead of 3, and there's no chance to kind of write that in overtime.
Yeah,
we
gotta stay locked in.
Stay locked in the whole game, and I think with more ties in the league, the 3 points becomes more valuable, so that's something we're looking to get every game.
100%.
And then finally, now on an 8-game unbeaten streak at Nickerson, can you just talk about the home field advantage?
we love playing here. We love, you know, we have family, friends, fans come to the games, and we just love, you know, being at the dog pound, protecting home. It's something we really value. I know it's like a little saying, it's kind of funny, but we truly value it, you know. I think everyone gets to get in their routines, and it's so important to get home points in this league, and we know that. Coach tells us that, and it's just about being on the front foot, and we really want to have that mentality on the road too, so it becomes an 8-game unbeaten streak in general.
Yeah, protect home field. That's something we always say. We train here every day. Mm-hmm. I know this field like the back of my hand. I know it sounds weird because it's a soccer field, but it just feels so familiar.
This is home.
This is home, and we're not going to let somebody come in here and take any points away from us.
This is home, yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.